You're listening to SBS News.
In politics, friends can be few and far between, but newly elected independents Zali Steggall and Helen Haynes already have a bond, having successfully run and won grassroots campaigns. Zali Steggall pulled off an extraordinary victory against former Prime Minister Tony Abbott in the seat of Warringah. She says the reality of the win is still sinking in.
I've been absolutely overwhelmed by the amount of support. It really has been so amazing. The volunteers that were on board of my team, I mean, I can't thank everybody enough in terms of the hours and the effort and the enthusiasm there was. The great thing is everybody is still on board and want to continue help delivering for the community.
In the Victorian seat of Indi, Helen Haynes became the first independent MP to succeed another. She won the seat with a margin of 7.7% and with the blessing of former independent Cathy McGowan. Ms. Haynes says she's honoured by the victory.
I feel really excited. I feel curious about what lays ahead of me. And I feel deeply grateful for the opportunity and for the great honour that it is to be a Member of Parliament. There's only 1,203 people that have become Members of Parliament, so it's a small group really.
A former midwife and nurse, her ties with the electorate span more than three decades.
I feel almost teary thinking about this. So many people used to call out, "Hey Helen Haynes, you were there when I had my son," or "Hey Helen Haynes, you looked after my mother." You know, this kind of thing. So there was that sense of a deep connection, and I feel a great responsibility.
While the landscape of rural northeastern Victoria and Sydney's affluent northern beaches couldn't be more different, both MPs share similar visions for the future, especially on climate change. Zali Steggall says it's an issue she'll push in the Parliament.
It means we do have to take action. Now, I accept there are different views about how we take action and the speed at which we do it, but this is not a problem that's going away. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is committed to taking action, and now it's going to be a question of how do you deliver on that.
Helen Haynes agrees.
I'm not convinced that the government actually has a mandate, to use that word, on climate. I think that there were many things that the voters decided was in their best interest to vote for with the coalition government, and climate may have been one of them, but I don't think it in and of itself is a mandate.
In this 46th Parliament, the independents may not be as influential as they were in the last. The crossbench holds six seats in the House of Representatives, but the government's 77 seats only gives it a two-seat majority, and as recent years in politics have shown, that could change at any point.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.